So hantavirus is a rodent carried virus, but can jump to humans. These viruses naturally live with their host, rodents. So when human contact with these rodents, either exposed to their, you know, feces, urine, like that, they can catch the virus.
Zonda Wang is a professor in the Department of Animal, Dairy, and Veterinary Sciences at Utah State University. Wang and his collaborators investigated how the hantavirus infects human lungs by using hamsters as a model organism.
Major objective of our study to identify the cellular receptors for the virus to infect human cells. And we use a hamster as the model because a hamster is the only rodent so far has been identified to be infected by hantavirus and develop human-like disease.
According to Wang and his collaborators, a gene called PCDH1 codes for a specific protein that is the receptor for the hantavirus in the human lungs. Both humans and hamsters share this PCDH1 gene.
And we knock out this gene and we show that without this gene, without this protein, hamsters are highly resistant to hantavirus infection.
There are currently no treatments or vaccines available for humans infected with hantavirus. Medical professionals can only treat the symptoms of the disease, which include fever, muscle fatigue, and the lungs filling with fluid.
These virus is very deadly, yet there are no anti-hantavirus therapeutic available, no FDA-approved therapeutic available. So by identifying the receptor for this virus, we can come up with some strategies. For example, we can block the interaction between the virus and the human receptor. Our study may lead to a kind of treatment that prevent the spreading and the infection of the virus. Because if you block the entry of the virus to cells, you prevent infection.
According to Wang, an FDA-approved treatment for hantavirus will not happen soon, but the identification of the human protein receptor is a major step towards hantavirus treatment in the future. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.